No, I mean, it was another good summer. Just enjoyed myself and did what I had to do. And, you know, I thought the last game that, you know, we, you know, didn't get the start we quite wanted, but, you know, we battled back and found a way to win.
How important was that, Dustin Fortino, wants to take steps forward? Two things that the team has struggled with, coming from behind and road wins, to just do that in the first game?
I mean, it wasn't the way we rewrote it up, but, you know, that was just, you know, something that we battled and, you know, stuck as a team. We didn't, you know, we didn't quit. And, I mean, that goes to show, you know, a lot of pluses from, you know, years past and maybe, you know, not being able to finish it off and coming back. And I thought we did a good job doing it.
Looks like you're going to be split up from Toby Enstrom, at least at the start of the season here. Does that matter to you, losing that comfortability that you guys have?
I don't personally think we're going to get split up. I think, you know, I think it is what it is right now. It's you know, the things, that's the way it's been working, and, you know, played pretty good last time, so I think it's the way it is right now.
How good can this team be this year? I know everybody reads into the one game and it's a long season, but what's your evaluation of this year's team heading into the home opener?
You know, I think we can, you know, I think every time you start a season, I think any team can, you know, win the Stanley Cup. That's our main goal, and, you know, we're here to, you know, make our first step in the playoffs and now get the franchise, you know, in the right way.
In the new conference, LA, Anaheim coming in, are you looking forward to facing these teams more often and the different style of play in the West?
Yeah, it's, you know, the West is a little different from the East, but it's still hockey, and we got systems, and, you know, they got systems, and, you know, we guys just got to come play our game.
What's the challenge of LA when you look at them now as your next opponent? Top team in the West, and you guys played pretty well against some of the top teams in the East over the last couple of years too.
We can't sit back. We gotta, you know, stick to our game plan. They're gonna stick to theirs. They're not gonna, you know, give you many chances. We're gonna have to be happy if winning 1-0 or 2-1 or something, you know, winning by one. That's, you know, we gotta have that mindset that, you know, we can't be going out there and having a shootout every night.
Do you see an advantage at all of them playing tonight in Minnesota and then having you the next night?
I don't think so. It's, you know, it's our job to come every day and be prepared to play hockey, and you know, maybe they come out, maybe, you know, maybe a little bit dead, but, you know, it's too early in the year. They're going to be ready to go. It doesn't matter.
As you get a little older, a little more experienced, do you feel any more onus on you to be a leader on this team, to be a little more vocal, to step up in that way?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a first-year guy or whatever. I mean, you should come in here thinking you want to be a leader and taking over and taking control of everything. I just think, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You should always want to be a leader.
What are you like playing here, and the season started, but what's it going to be like to hit the home ice for the first time in the regular season tomorrow?
That's good. You know, we got probably one of the best barns to play in, and, you know, it might not be big, but, you know, the fans are here and they're cheering, and, you know, it's always a good thing when you have, you know, 15,000 people, you know, cheering you on, and loud, and it goes right to the last horn.